the Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back here to the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, where we've all enjoyed a big breakfast. And Coach Steve Carson joins me. And I don't know, Coach, did you eat it this morning? I didn't get a chance to talk to you.
Okay.
You're a good breakfast guy.
I am, and especially when it's free.
Yeah, that helps.
They don't like seeing me come in. I eat my portion and plus some.
I just don't know how you stay so slim. You know, it's just that 3 meals a day guy.
That exercise regimen I'm on and stand in shape. And wife run makes me work around the house.
I know that feeling. Coach Steve Carson, the Eagle Eagles, joins us here on the Prentice Alsop Heating Air Coach's Corner. And a rarity here today, you're the only one that did not go to a jamboree, but had a scrimmage Thursday night. And I know you guys have been working really hard at Eagle, and I get updates quite often about the Eagle program. And, you know, everybody, I guess, is kind of wondering how things are going. You had such a great year last year, and I don't know that anybody's looking for you to duplicate that, but because that was kind of a magic season too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And before we get started, I need to ask you: is are you the one that did this interview last year? Because if you're not, I need Brian back over here to get this started off like we did last year.
I think I did most
of
your interviews.
Okay, we're in good shape then. All right.
Yeah. Brian just goes off at about 10:30. He's done.
Right. Well, as long as you did this last year, we're in good shape.
We're good,
You know, our kids and coaches have been working hard, and got 9 new starters on defense, 8 on offense. It'll be a completely different team. But they're we've probably had the best off season since I've been at Eagle, and they've worked hard. And we may struggle a little bit early in the season playing Westmoreland, being a 3A team, and they'll probably be physically a little bigger than we are. And but you know, our kids responded all fall, and put in some extremely hard work and time, and I think that we'll just get better each week.
You know, Coach, you talked several times, many times last year about work ethic, and that you were more that was more of a thing for you in terms of wins and losses. And from what I'm hearing, that's the mentality is still there. The work hard and good things will happen if you work hard and play hard.
Well, I mean, you know, it doesn't guarantee anything good happening, but it gives you a chance. We can't operate any other way. That's the way we have to. That's just the way we have to be. And our kids they understand that. And it's not just a way we're going to be on Friday night. You know, we've got to live our lives this way. That everything that we do, not just in football, in school, in everything, that we're going to do it with great effort and better effort than the next person. And we're going to do it with great hustle and great pride. And you know, that's the only way that we can do it. And it doesn't guarantee any sort of success, but it gives us a chance. Because I know if we don't do it, we don't have a chance. And plus, you know, when you do those things, and this has happened before, you know, if you go out and play with great effort and you hustle and you out hit folks and that sort of thing. Regardless of how the scoreboard turns out, and I mean, you can lay your head down on the pillow at night and say, you know, I did those things, and they were just better than us, and you can sleep comfortably. It's those nights that you know that you didn't play with great effort, and you know you didn't play with great hustle, and you know you weren't as physical as the team that you were playing, and you didn't out-hit them. Those are the nights that keep me up, and our players as well.
You know, and you talk about, after a game – if you don't have that, I don't think you had that problem at all last year, really, did you? I mean, in terms of, and I don't want to keep harping about last year, but I know you were proud of them, and evidently that's continuing.
Well, you know, they're trying, and the last couple of years we've been fortunate enough to have a great senior class. 2 years ago it was a group of seniors that had been with us, the coaching staff, for 3 years. Last year's seniors had been with us for 4. It was our 4th year, and so they kind of understand what we expect, and they led our team, and they just did a great job leading our team. And this group of seniors have had 2 really good classes to show them how to do that. And they're doing their best to pick up where they left off at. We only have 10 seniors this year, so there's not that many. But they're they're all playing, and they're doing their best to continue that that legacy that those other two classes left behind.
And I may have read that. I hope I'm not giving false information here. But you have more going out. I mean, your numbers are bigger this year, aren't they?
Got really good numbers for us. We had 56 on the roster last year, which is the most that we had since I'd been there. And we got 72 on the roster this year. And so we got a lot of kids out. And it's a lot of kids now that, have either played very little football or no football at all, And so there's a huge learning curve there. But there's some guys that that we feel like that if they'll hang in there with us and work hard and do the things we ask them to do, that they'll be able to contribute sometime in the future.
I guess with a single A program, the more the better. But at the same time, I do understand about your learning curve. Just because there's numbers out there doesn't necessarily mean that they've played anything,
right?
Played football. But
right.
I know you're proud that that's kind of a compliment to the program. People want to be a part of the Eagleville football program.
Well, we've been fortunate enough to have some success the last 2 years, and football is no different than a business or anything like that. People want to be a part of something that's been successful and has some success. And over the last 2 years, I think we've been fun to watch. I think people appreciate how we've played, and people want to be a part of that.
Coach Steve Carson of the Eagleville Eagles joins us here on the Prentice Ossipee Air Coach's Corner. I want to talk a little bit about some positions vital that you have, have had an opportunity to look at, and whether some of those decisions have been made or not. But we always start with the quarterback, so we'll go there, the quarterback position.
This year, we got a new starter at quarterback. We've had to replace our quarterback every year that I've been there or been here. And this year, a young man named, a junior named Ryan Jordan will be our starting quarterback against Westmoreland. He's a junior. Came to us from Cannon County, played from Cannon County last year. Just a fine young man. He's worked his way through the fall, and he's going to be our starter, and I think he's going to do a good job.
Strong arm, I think. If I know, good, I think I know who
good,
you're talking about.
Good
actually.
Arm. He's got a good arm.
I know
he's,
the parents.
He's got a good football head on his shoulders, and he's a hard worker. He's a good kid, and we're looking forward to watching him play.
And you've got some returning at running back, I know, which is a good thing.
It's a good thing. Chris Hale is a junior, and he's a returning 3-year starter. Chris has done a great job for us. Just gotten better and better each year. He's figured out, what it means to be a football player and to be on a team. Dakota Duran is a kid we've moved to tailback this year. Dakota played mostly defense last year. So he'll get some touches at tailback. And another senior named Jordan Seiler has played tailback his whole career there. But out of necessity, he's playing he'll play more fullback this year than he will tailback. And it's just a sacrifice that he has made, for our football team. And, we're looking forward to getting him in there and getting some more touches as well. Blake Solomon's one of our fullbacks. He's our only other fullback, really. So those two guys will be sharing time at fullback.
Offensive line, defensive line, I guess that's where it really matters. And turnovers there. I don't mean turnovers.
Right,
football.
Right. We, that's where we lost all our kids from last year. Got to replace left tackle, left guard, center, right tackle. Those were a lot of snaps we lost there, a lot of good football players. Right now, we got a sophomore named Alex Ware. We've got plugged in at left tackle. Another sophomore, James Merritt, will be our left guard. We've gone through some centers with injuries right now. I'd say if we had to play today, I got a kid named Daryl Smith. He's a junior. Daryl's been with us for 3 years. He's worked extremely hard. He just hadn't had the opportunity to crack the lineup till now. And he's gotten better over the last week or so, and I expect him to get better as we go. But he's got some big shoes to fill there with Patrick Tuziant was our center for the last 2 years. Probably our best overall lineman, Jason Griffith, returns at left guard. And yeah, I expect him to be our leader. Our right tackle, it was a senior who played, who got to play quite a bit on defense last year. He didn't play any offense, named Dallas Anderson. Dallas down with injury right now. He's probably out 3 or 4 more weeks. So we had to move Heath Moss, who is a, you know, extremely undersized. He played tight end for us, but we had to put somebody in there that has played. So we moved him down to tackle, and he's doing that again, just sacrifice for our football program, and is doing a fine job. Tight end right now, we're kind of rolling a few people around. A kid named John Siddons, who was a backup quarterback last year, we moved him down to tight end, and so we're all new up there, and there's going, like I say, it's going to be, we may take a few lumps here early on, but I expect our kids to play with great effort and hard, and
they're going
to
learn as they go.
Well, they're going to have to.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and a lot of times, I guess, Coach, you see a lot of those kids that maybe struggle a little bit early, but then it clicks, the things start to.
Well, you know, it's just the more they play, you know, the better they're going to be, and you know, we got a really, really tough opening game for us next week, and. You know, I'm anxious to get it started and see how they respond.
And defensively, I guess sometimes we play both sides. You try to keep from doing that as much as possible, but I guess some will be doing both.
Yeah, we lost all our linebackers from last year. So we're – right now it's kind of linebacker by committee. Jordan Seiler's a kid that's going to probably start at one linebacker. Junior named Josh Vasquez will play a lot. He may end up starting. You know, he's an undersized kid, but just, you know, plays with great effort, and he understands the game. Sophomore Josiah Tuck, he's another kid that that will be, you know, in the linebacker rotation. Blake Solomon, who played a lot last year at linebacker, will probably be one of the other starters, and we're counting on him to lead us. So, and then the defensive line was, you know, all graduated. Lost our tackles, lost our nose guard, except for Jason Griffin. He's back. So we've replaced a bunch of guys there. And really, we're just – those guys I just mentioned on the offensive line are just flipping over right now and going over the defensive line. We are fortunate enough to return our two outside linebackers in Dakota Duran and Heath Moss, along with Mason Valance, is going to get a lot of playing time at that position. Our secondary is kind of the same as it was last year. John Posada will be at one corner. Andrew Journey will be at the other. Hale will be at strong. And a kid named Austin Driver, who's played a lot of football for us the last 2 years, he's a junior. He'll be our free safety.
I know being younger and new at positions, I guess spring practice and fall was may have been one of the most important ones you've had since you've been there.
Well, you know, they're always important. But with the number of kids that we had to replace this year, it was, you know, we usually use spring to kind of figure out who will and who won't, and then we're going into fall camp. We understand that. We just kind of start plugging people in.
Well, you've got Westmoreland coming up this Friday night, and game. What's the time of that game?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, and then followed by hosting McEwen. So it's here, ready to go.
Yep, it's here, and we're looking forward to it, and I'm just anxious to get going.
Well, we look forward to seeing you through the season, and Coach, good luck to you, and get those youngins primed and ready.
Well, I appreciate you having me on here and everything that you do. Thank you.
All right, Coach Steve Carson of the Eagleville Eagles, and looking forward to this season, and we are about ready as we get ready here for the last interview of the morning. It'll be Coach Stan Stevens of the Laverne Wolverines as we continue with the Prentice-Ossipee Air Coach's Corner, and don't forget, Cougar Corner follows at about 11 o'clock.